Hey everybody, this is Michael David Miller from Treading Paper, and you are listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
Hello everyone, welcome back. You are with the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. My name is Lou Lombardi, aka Ludini, and today we are going to be talking with the one, the only, Michael David Miller of Treading Paper. But before we do that, let's do a little business. You are listening to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, and our website is LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. Please check back often for more interviews and stories about some of the most amazing breaking artists, new artists, and some classic artists like Martin Barr from Jethro Tull and Nancy Wilson from Heart and some different cool people like that as well. As like I said, a lot of brand new artists that are coming out that are playing music that's just not being heard there out there in corporate media. So please check back often for that. Also, do not miss our weekly music podcast, the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus, with my co-host Lily V6 from Rock Rage Radio, where we play some of the best breaking hard rock music, as well as pick a cool, interesting topic, and you guys can chime in with us live every Sunday night on Facebook. That is LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com for all that information. As I was telling you guys, we have Michael David Miller on the line with us today. His project is Treading Paper. He's a Dayton, Ohio guy. He's influenced by a mixture of punk and indie bands like Thrice, Manchester Orchestra, Bouncing Souls, Operation Ivy, and more. He's just released his first album on June 13th, 2017, entitled Comfort Zones. Michael, welcome to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
Hey, thanks for having me.
All right, I'm glad that you can make it on today. Michael, why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself. Don't worry, I won't leave it that open-ended. yeah, it's like a dating profile, you know. Right, exactly. So let's start with this. How did you get bit by the music bug? Like, what got you, you know, really excited to say, yeah, music, this is my thing, this is what I want to do?
Well, it's interesting. As a kid, I really wasn't into music at all. But my brother, who's 5 years older, he kind of started playing guitar and getting into music. And, you know, he was encouraging me to get into it, but I really wasn't into it. But, you know, I looked up to my brother, and so he started trying to form his own band, and they couldn't find a drummer. Hmm. So, you know, they're looking all over, and I'm thinking, hey, this might be a cool way to bond with my brother.
Okay.
So my mom ended up buying me a drum set, and I'd play it every once in a while, but just, you know, wasn't really into it. And it wasn't until, I think, middle school or so that I started playing and really getting into it. And it's kind of funny because my brother started losing his interest in music while mine was kind of gaining. So I started playing drums and got lessons for like 2 years, and tried joining like the school band and different things like that. And wasn't until high school that I started trying to form my own like rock band, and came up with a few different, you know, little projects here and there, but it never really turned out to be what I wanted. But my best friend at the time, he was the bassist. Me and him had this vision for like an old school punk band. You know, all we listened to were the Ramones and Rancid and just different things like that.
Okay.
And so we wanted a punk band, but all the guitar players that we found at the time, they're all big metalheads.
Those darn metalheads.
Well, I mean, you know, nothing against metal, but when you're used to playing metal guitar and, you know, you're shredding, you really don't want to be playing songs with three chords.
You gotta dial it back a little bit for punk rock.
Yeah. Yep, exactly. So at that point, I'm like, well, you know, how hard can it be to learn guitar? So I just picked up the guitar and I started playing, you know, just with one finger basically, and then moved on to power chords, just added that second finger, and from there just, you know, started playing. And so me and the bassist at the time, we just started writing songs, and we didn't have a drummer at that point. And so started just looking all over for a drummer, and actually found one online, funny enough, and he turned out to be perfect. But so that was my band during high school, and we went for a good, I don't know, 2.5 years or so. And then, you know, things kind of fell apart, and we ended up breaking up. But after that time, I always had this dream of writing my own, you know, solo record. And it was kind of hard at the time because I went from playing electric, you know, punk rock stuff to picking up an acoustic guitar where you actually have to learn, you know, chords.
More than one, and, more than one finger or two fingers, huh?
Exactly, yeah. And so that took me a little while. And then just started kind of writing basic songs, you know, basic acoustic songs. And, you know, it took me probably 2 or 3 years to finally get the songs that I have on my current album with Comfort Zones. But, you know, I was coming up with cool guitar licks, and then, you know, I kind of learned how to play bass in the process, and took up the drumming that I had from years back and brought that back, and even added a little keyboard in there, even though I don't, you know, really play keyboard.
Right.
But, you know, just kind of coming up with my own stuff.
Well, that's the punk rock ethic, you know. Well, I don't know how to play it, so what? This is one of the things, like, you know, a lot of people who are, you know, I don't know, maybe you're into more quote-unquote sophisticated forms of music like jazz and stuff, like I kind of poo-poo punk, but I think that, like, it shows real musical vision to say, you know, a band like U2, you know, says, like, so, you know, we just want to make music, and if the music's in you, it doesn't really matter. You can figure out how to bang that thing until something cool comes out of it, you know?
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, for me, it's like, I have what it sounds like in my head, I just don't know how to play it, so I'll sit there and, you know, try to figure it out until I get something that, you know, sounds close to it. So
exactly. Well, the song, the, you know, the, like I was telling you before we started the interview, that the songs, you know, all the ones I listen to have a great sense of melody. You know, it's just that sort of like, and I think that, like, older guys like me, when they hear that type of thing, the original, these guys are probably not an influence for you at all, but we, you know, older guys like me automatically think the Beatles, because those are the, those guys are like the kings of that sort of, like, that sort of soaring melody kind of, you know, before that was the sort of blues based artists, you know, like the Carl Perkins and the Elvis Presleys and stuff like that. And they really took it in another direction. And when I hear music like yours, and a lot of acts you're influenced by, like, I think you have Radiohead listed as an influence and stuff. I was looking at your Facebook page. You know, you definitely have that sense of melody. Where do you think that comes from?
that's a good question. In my songwriting process, you know, I usually start off with the music. And so I'll get what I think is a unique sound, just the music itself, and kind of let the music tell its own story before I add any words to it. And so once I have a good sense of, you know, where the music's going, then I'll start with the melody, and I won't really have any lyrics at the time. I'll just kind of, you know, sing gibberish, or, you know, just repeat the same line over and over again, just trying to get that melody. And it takes me quite a few tries. I usually you know, I'll record everything and listen to it 100 different times, and, oh, I didn't like that chorus part, let's try changing that. And just keep working on it until I come up with something that I think sounds good, both musically and with the vocals. And so the lyrics end up coming last.
They sort of evolve out of the sort of sound of it all, like they kind of, right? Is that what you're sort of saying?
Yeah.
So I'm going to go ahead, we're going to play Thanks for the Memories. And then we're going to come back, and I want to talk a little bit more of the production of this record and everything. This is very wall of sound kind of thing going on here. Really, I really love what you did here. So let's go ahead and check it out. This is Michael's going by. He's calling his act or his project Treading Paper. So this is Treading Paper. Thanks for the Memories on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
Thanks for the memories. And the times we had, I keep them as photographs, locked up in my head. Once hated you, and wanted revenge for all I shed. And after all we've been
Okay, so there's definitely some acoustic guitar in that one. And some of the other tracks on there that I listen to are a little bit more like the kind of wall of sound, jangly almost kind of electric guitar, kind of noisy kind of electric guitar type sound. Now did you do all the instruments yourself on this?
Yep.
Really? Did you record it at your own setup at your place, or did you go to a studio?
I bought all the stuff for my house, so I just, it's kind of funny. I started off with guitar first,
yeah,
which they say you should start off with, drums or bass first, but I started off with guitar and then bass, and then actually I did drums right before the vocals, so they were one of the last things.
Wow, really? It doesn't sound like that. It sounds really good. Tight, man. I would never have expected that. And these are live drums. You have a drum set you set up and you played, right?
Well, it's not live. I bought a Roland electric kit.
Okay.
So I'm actually playing the kit, but it's through Tune Track, Easy Drummer.
Okay. Yeah. Which we get all the sounds. Yeah. Because I was going to compliment you on the least of these. That drum sound in the beginning is just crushing, man. If those are like, that's electronic, that's Easy Drummer, man. You dialed in some great tones, man. Because when that came on, I was like, holy crap, man, this is a serious drum sound. It's amazing, isn't it? The technology.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like that, dude. It sounds like a band. know what I mean? Yeah. It sounds really good, man. Shit. Good for you.
I remember when electric drums first came out and they had that very electronic-y, kind of goofy sound to them. And
video game sound or something, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, we've come a long way.
All right, so what do you have? What's coming up next? Are you going to be doing shows, or what's like the next 6 to 12 months look like for you?
So right now I'm currently working on my second album.
Oh, wow.
And I would say I'm like 60-ish or so percent done on that. I'm still in the songwriting phase. So once I'm done with the songwriting, I'll record everything at my house, and then I'll bring it to a mixing and mastering engineer, and he'll work all that out. But this album, it's going to be a lot more like rocky, as where my last album kind of, there were some rock elements, but I'd say it was probably more poppy than anything.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, there's great melodies. I mean, that's one of the things I was saying about it. It really does have some great catchy type stuff. So you're going to go a little, you're feeling a little more rock this time, huh?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's kind of how I am musically, is I'm all over the place, Some days I'm feeling some, reggae. Some days I'm feeling some hard rock. I'm all over the place. And also, I'm the kind of person where if I listen to an album and every song sounds the same, I just get bored with it.
Yeah.
So I like my albums to have a mixture of different sounds to it.
Do you think that, I talk to so many artists, and I'm the same way as a songwriter myself when I produce my records. I think like sometimes I get like self-conscious that it's like too eclectic. But I think, now tell me, this is my theory on this, and you can tell me what you think, that because music because we you can dial up anything you want at the touch of a fingertip. You know, you can go from the Ramones to Barry Manilow. You know what I mean? Like, if you want, like, you know, whatever you want, you can just and so because we have ability to be, we have the ability now to be eclectic. Because like back in the old days, you listened to whatever station was playing, and they played, you know, something in a certain within a certain range of sounds, and that's what you heard all day. If you had that on all day at work or while you're driving or whatever, and now you can just kind of literally pick. You know, you can say, you know, I want the Ramones right now, and then you know later on I want to hear Iron Maiden, and after that I want to listen to Hank Williams, and you can just kind of. Do you think that that is kind of what's contributing to sort of people's sort of like appreciation or enjoyment of more sort of eclectic? I mean, what do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I know for myself, you know, I have, you know, over 2,000 or some songs on, on my iPod, and you know, I'll listen to any range of music all within the same hour, just depending on how I'm feeling, you know, depending on the mood. So yeah, I definitely think that. But you know, I think bands have kind of evolved with that too, because one of my favorite bands is Thrice, and you know, their sound over the years has just changed dramatically record to record. You know, they started off like this kind of hardcore punk screamo-ish sound, and you know, now you listen to them and they don't even sound like the same band anymore.
Yeah, no, I totally hear you. I mean, and it seems like that's true in every genre. There's, you know, bands that are just covering a lot of sonic territory, you know, even within the same record in all genres. You know, my genre is more like the hard rock kind of genre, and I you know, I just interviewed a really cool band the other day called Walking Papers, and these guys somehow have mixed kind of like hard rock with Americana, and it's really freaking cool. I mean, they have it's like oh I guess you can do that. Like, it just works, you know. And you know, and you know, so I mean, it doesn't sound like, and I think what we're talking about here, just so the audience understands, is this isn't like a variety type thing in the sense that you sound different. Like, you don't sound like the same artist on every song. You know, you still sound like you, you know, but you're just bringing in this variety of tones. Is there a live version of what you're doing? Are you going to be playing any shows or?
I'm hoping to. You know, the hard thing about being a one man band is, you know, playing live and having it sound like the record, because you know, a lot of my songs, like, you know, say "Is This It" or, you know, a lot of them with piano, guitar, drums, everything. Well, if I just played that acoustically, it probably wouldn't sound as cool as the album. So what I'm hoping to do is, you know, I got some friends that I'll try talking to and see if they might want to help me out, or, you know, maybe go online and try to hire some live musicians to help me out. But I definitely want to get out there and start playing for people, because I like these songs recorded, but I think they'd be a lot of fun to play live too.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Okay, so why don't you go ahead and then plug like all your stuff, like your website and social media and everything, so everybody can check out what you have going on.
Okay. So I'd say my biggest platform right now is Facebook. So it's facebook.com, Treading Paper Official. I did the official just in case anybody tries to steal my name or something.
Okay.
So official. Then I'm also on Instagram, which is Treading Paper Official, but in between each of them, there's the underline.
Okay. Gotcha.
Then my website is www.treadingpaper.net.
And you can get a free record or free. What exactly did you get? Because I signed up for it. There's a pop up that comes up. And what is it? Is it a free? Is it the whole record, or what do you get?
Yep. Right now, for a limited time, I'm doing my entire first album, Comfort Zones, for free.
Awesome.
If you sign up for my email list.
But fantastic.
It'll probably go down to only a few songs soon. So
get it while it's free.
Yeah, exactly.
While supplies last.
Yes.
Anything else you want to add before we, Michael, before we get out of here today?
No, I just, you know, thanks for having me on and giving me some time to expose myself. So that's, you know,
That's what we're all about. We're all about the exposing people. Michael, thanks for hanging out. But you got a minute to hang out. I need to do a little business with you when we're done. You got a couple minutes?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, I'm going to wrap it up. All right, guys, you've been listening to Michael David Miller of the band, the project Treading Paper, and you can go to treadingpaper.net. Like Michael was telling us, there is for a limited time, you can get the first record for totally for free. Just put your name and email in there. I'd love to see bands doing that. You guys know that I'm a big fan of telling bands to have some way to capture fans, and I think that's fantastic that Michael is forward thinking in that way and doing that. So, help him out. Also, guys, if you like the music and you think Michael's cool and you think some of the other artists are cool, please share the podcast. It's all over social media. When you share it, that lets your friends and neighbors and everybody know about this amazing music. It's not about the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. It's about the band. It's about the music, and we want to get the word out. So please don't forget. I know sometimes you're just into it and you just don't even think about it, but please share it around. When you share it, sharing is caring. This is how, you know, when everybody says, well, you know, support indie music, support local music, it's one of the easiest things you can do. If you can't get out to a show or do anything like that, just hit that little share button, guys, and it really helps out. You'd be surprised, because it's just, because if you like it, then it's more than likely that people you know will like it as well. So that's really important. So anytime you see it on social media, please share it. LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com for all your Ludini needs. And if you are interested in how the process works, to get some behind-the-scenes information on the recording of my new album, the different artists that I'm working with, some podcast outtakes and things like that, please go to LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle. That is LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle. Get into my inner circle. I do a lot of cool stuff in my private Facebook group where you guys can hang out with me and help me put my new record together. All right, guys, so I do appreciate that. All right, and thanks once more time to Michael David Miller of Treading Paper, and that his website, once again, is treadingpaper.net. Guys, I just want you to keep one thing in mind, man. No matter what's going on, no matter if you're freezing your ass off over here on the East Coast, or you're laying in the sunshine over there on the West Coast, just remember, guys, no matter who you are, no matter what you're doing, you, yes, you, my friend, are the revolution. You've been listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Thanks so much. My name is Lou Lombardi, and I'll catch you on the next podcast.